This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
With businesses around the globe facing uncertainty, schools, restaurants and public places beginning to close down and grocery store supplies diminishing, it seems only natural that many are feeling anxious about what lies ahead. However, the good news is that there are strategies to deal with this uncertainty so that we can start building resilience, both personally and professionally. Jacob Galea is a Sydney-based expert and author on working during times of adversity, and he joins me today on Hope to discuss the COVID-19 pandemic. Hi, Jacob.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you so much. The anxiety in the air seems to be palpable at the moment. You can almost feel it, and it's definitely rising with every passing day. How can we reduce our levels of stress during these unprecedented times?
Yeah, you know, it's a really testing time at the moment. I think what we've got to look at before we look at the word anxiety is what's pushing the anxiety down through the people, and it's fear. And, you know, fear rips us from freedom. It's a destroyer of greatness. What's important here is that everyone stays calm and in control. You know, we've got to be careful what energy we absorb. You know, if you look at life, there's storms that happen around the world every day, and after a storm, the sun appears. And the great weather comes again. This is just a storm, and we're going to weather this storm, and people need to understand that there's some beautiful, positive rainbows that are going to come through this, and everybody needs to live their best life and think, how would my best life respond to this situation?
I love that. And I love that real sense of positivity that you're encouraging. But I feel like people want to be positive, but they also remain very mindful of being very cautious and vigilant as well. So how do we balance those feelings of being careful, but also staying calm and positive where we can as well?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, for me, careful means just to be aware. I think we need to be aware first what's happening now. I think we're all very aware with what's going on in the world. But the thing is, once you're aware, you must move forward with strength and fire. You know, it's all about our attitude. At the end of the day, you know, your attitude is going to determine how you pull through this or how this pulls you down. You're either working on two platforms. You're either working on a platform of faith or a platform of fear. So you've got to really have an attitude of faith that everything's going to be okay. I'm strong, and no matter what comes my way, I'm going to break it, I'm going to beat it, and I'm going to deliver the best version of me to the world every day with no fear.
I love that. And I love that sense of resilience that you're, that's a strong theme that you really are pushing in on there. And I'd love to talk a bit more about that, because it's a word that gets thrown around a lot at the best of times. And I think a lot of us can almost become immune to the meaning of it. What do you think resilience looks like in times like these?
It's inner strength. You know, I think resilience, you're right, has been thrown around so much around, you know, bouncing back. But how do we bounce back? People talk about resilience, but actually, how do you be resilient? Resilience is all about inner strength. It's about, you know, if you don't go within, you go without. A lot of these people are mentally really fearful because they're watching this on TV, they're hearing on the radio, they're reading it in the papers, but internally, they don't know how to deal with it. So for me, resilience is about having internal strength and an internal system and procedure that can help you get through this process. And that's where attitude and that's where abundance of and a joyous heart really helps you to keep these situations under control.
How would someone who is feeling really down in the depths of despair kind of go about trying to start that process of resilience?
So first and foremost, you've got to make clear choices. So we've seen recently people in Woolworths or in the shops where they've been fighting over groceries. I mean, that's not a clear choice. So you've got to make clear choices first and foremost. The second thing you've got to do is you've got to continue on no matter what. No matter what's happening on around you, you've got to continue on. You've got to keep being the best version of you and keep presenting the best version of you in life. You've got to stay focused. Another important thing you've got to do, you've got to support each other. There's no use causing chaos and confusion in a time when there is uncertainty. So we've really got to support each other and help each other. You've got to be a driven human. You've got to be strong. You've got to be driven to get through this. If someone's really low and someone's this is really scaring, someone really got them down, they've got to become a strong human. How do you become a strong human? You know, ring a mentor, you know, read a great book, listen to some good music. Anything that's uplifting and powerful, you need to engage with.
Jacob Galea there, mindset coach and author of the book Birth of the Super You, talking about resilience in the face of uncertainty in this COVID-19 pandemic. Thank you so much for joining us on Hope, Jacob.
You're absolute welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.